AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Speaking on a Sunday morning from the White House, President Obama praised the release of Americans who were held in Iran and new developments in the Iran nuclear deal. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith is live with details.
And Ed, the president says UN experts have now certified that most of Tehran's nuclear program is in mothballs.
We've now cut off every single path that Iran could have used to build a bomb.
He said, tells reporters the same diplomatic engagement that nailed down the nuclear deal has also yielded good news on the captives. One is already home, three others are on their way.
When Americans are freed and reunited with their families, that's something that we can all celebrate.
But even as Tehran starts getting tens of billions in sanctions relief under the nuclear deal, Obama's slapping on new sanctions over last fall's Iranian ballistic missile tests, saying these and other non-nuclear sanctions will be enforced vigorously. Ed?
That's AP White House correspondent Mark Smith. Democratic presidential candidate and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is pleased with the release of the Americans in Iran.
They were unjustly held there, and I did a lot of work on these issues when Americans were being picked up, falsely charged, and imprisoned to get them home. So I applaud the fact that that's happened.
Clinton was on ABC's This Week. She is also taking credit for helping get international sanctions in place that eventually led to the Iran nuclear deal. Tonight in South Carolina is another Democratic presidential debate. Bernie Sanders is expected to be questioned about his record on gun control.
I have a D minus. That's a D minus voting record from the NRA. In 1988, I probably lost an election because I was the only candidate who said we should ban assault weapons.
Sanders was on ABC's This Week. A hospital in France says a patient has died who was involved in an experimental drug trial for a new painkiller. Five others are still in the hospital. This is AP Radio News. Today we find out who will play Arizona in the NFC Championship game in the NFL and who will play New England in the AFC Championship game. First in the NFC, Seattle at Carolina. Seahawks defensive end Michael Bennett says the key to winning is containing Panthers quarterback Cam Newton.
You got guys that can run the ball, but this guy's just explosive. I think he's proven it over years. You know, this guy's an MVP candidate, and he's just a great player.
The AFC game is in Denver. The Broncos host the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers receiver Antonio Brown is out with a concussion. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger's shoulder is hurting, but he will play. This is cornerback William Gay.
It's all about what we do. Not really concerned about what the opponent does. Because if we don't do our assignment right, then we won't execute better than they will.
And filling in quarterback Peyton Manning gets the start this time for the Denver Broncos. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.